the whole invasion of the land started about 2 years ago. So what actually happened is the government through ADA leased 5,100 hectares to Bill Rodenberg, who owns Magdom Green Fuels. But instead of sticking to that 5,100 hectares, he had to expand into the villages and the grab land. So what happened is some villagers could not have any piece of land now. So just recently, they had to reoccupy their pieces of land. But Bill Rodenberg had the support of ZANU-PF through Didymus Mutahi. And they ordered the police to come and arrest the people who were retaking their land back.
Are the villagers taking the law into their own hands?
Legally, the land belongs to the people of Chisumbanje. But what happened is ZANU-PF, through these white men, had to reallocate more and more pieces of land to this white man so that he can produce his ethanol fuels, which he wanted to be blended with the petrol so that it can be sold in some local service station. That is mainly to benefit himself and ZANU-PF in its election campaign. But the villagers are saying, no, we cannot allow you to invade our piece of land. We cannot also be displaced. 6,000 Zimbabweans cannot be displaced by one white former Rhodesian. No. And as usual, the police have taken sides.